Were you ever able to witness instant karma? It's a great feeling.
Trying to think. There's only one I can really think of. And it was when I was DJing in a nightclub, and I went away on vacation, and they had an interim manager in there, and I knew who was coming back. I knew who was coming in, and this guy was looking on. This guy was just a jerk off. And he had this guy who was his friend, and I came back, and he's like, I think we're going to switch some of these nights around, like, you know. And he wasn't like, I wasn't losing a night. He was just bumping me into another night in the week. So I'm like, okay, well, I don't understand why, because the night's busy and stuff. And he said, I'll just switch it out. I'm like, okay. This guy who came in, like, he was just... When you know someone who's just a 101% like jerk, this DJ was that. Like, he wouldn't play any songs that anyone asked for. He thought he was the best thing. Like, he destroyed this night, like totally destroyed it. So they went, I think we're going to switch this around again. I go, no, thanks. I'm going to take it. I've already got another gig on that night, so I'm good.
You're good. Uh-huh. Enjoy your dead night.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I was on, had the pleasure of witnessing instant karma. And for some things, you know, you're just like, small victories, I'll take them.
Okay.
So I'm driving down Route 1 on Friday. I have another job that I go to that I have a set time frame. Like, I leave here at 12:15. I get there at 12:50. I don't have time to play around in between that.
No.
So I'm driving down Route 1. I'm behind this person, stuck kind of. And they're, you know, and the person in the left lane isn't going fast enough where they're passing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But they were too close. I don't like to cut people off.
No.
So I'm trying to wait and wait. And the person, I'm in the right lane, the person in front of me is going really slow, like 50 miles per hour on Route 1, slow. So I just quickly dodge over, go, you know, start to pass this car. And the guy, all of a sudden, now when you were just doing 70, now you're doing 85 behind me. And I'm going fast. And when I, if I have to cut somebody off like that, listen, things happen, you know, but I try not to do it. But if I have to cut somebody off, I try to quickly get out of their way as quick as I got in their way.
Yeah.
So he's on my butt, and I finally pass the car and get back over the right lane, and he goes by me, slows down, throws me up deuces, right?
Oh, really?
Throws me up the deuces. I'm like, this guy is a 50-year-old man. Like, keep going. Are you kidding me? Chucks me up the deuces. A mile later, we pass. He's doing, again, he passes me. A mile later, I have to get back behind him. He's doing 70 in front of me. Like, he's playing games with me now on Route 1. Just go. Why are you concerned about me? It was a quick 5 seconds of your life, but you're going to make this miserable for both of us down Route 1?
Stupid.
So he starts doing 70 and then decides he's going to rocket it 85. And then, woo, woo, woo.
Oh, Tom really?
Out, and I watched him get pulled over. And that just, I thought to myself, I'm like, don't be happy about that, Amy. And I was like, oh, hell with that. Instant karma will get you every time.
Did that make you feel good for
it
the rest
did.
Of the day?
Yes, it did.
It's a mood lightener.
Yes, it did.
Perfect.
And I knew as soon as that cop pulled out, I was like, this isn't on me this time. Enjoy that ticket, buddy.
I'm moving over.
I know.
Have that one.
Were you ever able to witness instant karma? When you see something like that, you're like, yes, just small victories. That's all it took.
Because sometimes the smaller ones are the bigger ones.
Exactly. What's your instant karma story? When did you watch somebody get what they deserve? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.